Yeah, I mean, you can't train him anything because
gun-shy.
He's gun shy. And when one gets that way, well, that's it. You can't train him nothing. A lot of, I used to think the gun shy dog was caused by somebody shooting him, but it's not so. Mm-hmm. It's caused by his inbreeding, you see, and his nerves. And,
what would you call just a worthless dog? Wasn't much good for anything.
Well, you'd just call him a stray.
I'm not calling him
no good. Nobody didn't want him. Most time I call him something, it's not that he goes around here.
What about a small, noisy little dog?
A small what?
Noisy little dog.
Well, it there's
fast.
A little fasties and There are a lot of them things now. Well, there are a lot of them, a lot of different names. I don't even start to know all the names for them things. That's right. I don't even know start to know the names for them things. In fact, I don't like them because they're a lap dog and they stay in the house. And I two things that I don't want in my house, and that's a cat and a dog. And I don't want them in there, and I never did. I don't like them in the house because to my notion they're outside and they're supposed to be outside and I don't like them in the house.
Say if you had a real mean dog, you tell someone you better be careful.
That dog is vicious. It's a vicious dog. He'll bite or attack you. Or,
you say yesterday the dog what somebody?
Yeah, he attacked somebody or bit somebody. Uh-huh.
And the person had to go to the doctor then after he was
bitten, yeah. And then they make you kill him or or get shed at him, or do they can do whatever they want to. If he's out like these here and they bite somebody, then he can make you kill him or have him killed or do something with him.
Do you ever use the expression dog bit? Say so-and-so was dog bit?
Yeah. Sure have.
How would you?
I said, well, that fella got dog bit there, or a dog bit him, or something like that.
What about the expression snake bit? Meaning somebody's got bad luck.
Got bad luck.
Did you ever hear that? Like someone who's...
Yeah, I guess that... They say that, but I don't think there's anything, any such thing as that. Mm-hmm. Is bad luck or good luck either.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean when you hear someone say so-and-so snake bit?
Well, that means he got in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
It does, because he... probably gonna have to do some suffering if it's a very poisonous snake. I had a brother that got snake bit and he's bigger than I was and weighed more than I weighed then. And he does now, weighs about 350, 60 now. And I grabbed him up on my back and run about first from here to that crossroads up yonder and just like kill myself because I thought, see, I seen the snake bite him, it's a copperhead. And they're very poison, copperheads are. If you know anything about snakes, you know about copperheads. Mm-hmm. And I seen it hanging on his heel when he kicked his foot out, see, because he was sitting on a log where we were sawing. And when it bit him, well, he kicked out like that, and the snake was hanging on him, see. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason I knowed it was copperhead. And I grabbed up axe and cut that snake's head off, and then I grabbed him on my back and run about from here to the crossroads up here and nearly kill myself. Mm-hmm. And he tried to tell me, he said, well, it won't hurt me. He said, that snake had crawled off and died if you just left him alone. Just going on, you know. I said, it ain't going to hurt me. And it didn't. Just a few, two little red streaks run up his leg, about all it did to him. But I don't know where the snake didn't get a good hold, or the poison didn't get in there. Or, but anyway, I know they're poison, because I've seen them bite dogs and they just nearly kill a dog. See, and anything that'll sweat up a dog, he'll sure get you, because he's got a lot more resistance than you have. He can go out here and drink out of any mud hole or eat out of anything and it don't hurt him. He'd kill you dead, see. And he got a lot more resistance than you've got, and he can stand a lot more poison than you can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason I knew it, but it must not have got a hold of him good, because it didn't hurt him.
Mm-hmm. The animals that you milk, you call those